journals. Journals are the difference between vague self-improvement and structured transformation. What is not measured drifts. What is not recorded dissolves. What is not examined repeats. People overestimate their own consistency. They tend actually to overrate themselves in general, and their memory is biased. Journals remove illusion. They replace feeling with data. Self-monitoring has been shown in many studies to be the number one predictor of success in behavioral change. Now, as you can see, I keep a lot of journals. Each one of these has a different function. I should mention that this one is finished, and so this is the number two. This is the kind of sequel, if you want, or it's doing the same function. So that means there are these three other ones here. I've also got one at home, which is supposed to be my dream journal. I have to admit, I have not been that good at keeping that one. I have to get back on it with that. But let me go through the because when I've mentioned journals before or journaling, people have rolled their eyes or they say, don't mention that, or I can't get on with it, or what's the point of doing this? And when I asked people, what do they want for the next Ride the Tiger video? Do you want the tarot meanings or do you want the purpose of journaling? Overwhelmingly, this journaling won the vote. So I shall now explain what some of these are. I can't go into all of them, but I can explain what at least some of them are. So this journal here, I'm not going to show you what's in it, but I have something I call the five disciplines, right? The five disciplines. And to make these more real in my own mind, I've attached a symbol to each one of those, almost like a kind of arcane symbol or rune or whatever. I've kind of made my own symbols for these five disciplines that I wish to keep. Doing this for a long time, as you can tell, look, I mean, this, if I'm on a second, that's quite a lot there. And I try to do it every day, or you know, as long as I'm here. Obviously, these are at the lodge, so I often end up missing the weekend, or I have to do a catch-up on Mondays for what's been going on. But in the five disciplines, how do I know that I'm sticking to them? Well, every day I put the tally, and I put the start date of when I started, and then I literally just write the tally of the days. So, you know, since I started this on this date, it's been this many days. And then if you ever have a dip in the discipline, the streak is broken, let's say, and the tally starts again. So in that way, you can set records, you can set streaks, you can know what your progress is. And there's a reason for counting the days. I mentioned that studies have shown self-monitoring is the number one predictor of success in behavioral change. They also did a set of studies showing that on average, to create a habit, a new habit that produces lasting change, that is something you're going to do habitually, something you're going to do almost as a second nature, something you do without thinking, because ideally, you want to be doing these things in an effortless way as possible, because willpower will fail. As I mentioned in the very first video, willpower will fail. So you need to try to make processes automatic. The average time it takes to form a new habit or to break an old one is 66 days. 66 days. Now, this can be super duper easy. Okay, let's say you want to form the habit that every day when you wake up, you do 10 minutes of meditation. Let's just pretend it's as simple as that. Well, if you do it for 66 days straight at the same time every single day, then it will get to the point where almost like you wake up and I don't know if you're anything like me, I want to brush my teeth straight away. Well, almost as automatic as waking up and wanting to brush your teeth, and be like, well, it's this time, at this time I do this, etc. So this is like good habit formation. But the time it takes for that to go from being like a conscious act of willpower to routine and habit and a deeply ingrained thing, like it reaches, let's just say it imprints on the subconscious mind, is 66 days. Okay. And if you keep a journal like this, like my five disciplines journal, it will help you. Now, you don't have to have five. You can just be one thing or it can just be two things, you know, regardless of what it is. Let's say you're going to the gym and you're doing reps. You know, it's good to journal like your success on doing, you know, lifting and doing weights and so on will be better if you journal it, if you actually tally how often you've been going, what the weights are, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, this stuff in a way is obvious, right? But it's not just that. Like, I mean, for example, one of the targets I set myself is I want to always make sure I'm in bed by 12:30 a.m. That's my absolute limit. So if I fail that, that goes in the journal. It becomes a record. If I hit it, it's added to my sleep streak. Okay. And you can imagine, I mean, you will have all sorts of things that you may want to do this for. Okay. And eventually it may even get to the point where you don't need to journal it anymore, but it's good as a kind of reminder, as a kind of like self kick up the ass. And this is something else that journals do, is that they stop you coping. They stop you coping. The mind, the ego, always wants to cope, always wants to come up with little justifications for your behaviors, try to protect you. And this pierces through. Okay. And one of the things they say is, I believe this, is, look, you need to kind of go easy on others and be hard on yourself. Okay. Now, by that, I don't mean let other people walk all over you or don't have boundaries or things like that. I mean, don't focus on criticizing what other people are doing wrong. Don't worry about them. Look at yourself. Because when you start criticizing other people, okay, you're kind of like giving yourself a kind of little one. It's a little ego trip. Okay. You're basically saying, well, I'm better than you. Okay. Or in some way. And also you're focusing there. Right, you're focusing on that thing over there rather than focusing on yourself and what you can do to kind of stick to your path, whatever that is. So generally, I would say it's a good rule of thumb to stick to kind of self-criticism as opposed to directing it outwards. Right, you can't control what those people are doing. Okay, now, obviously, there are parameters to this. If you're a manager at work or something, okay, there will be management techniques. Or if you're a football manager, or, you know, if you've got a team to lead or something, you can't completely ignore other people. But in general, even there, it would be a good rule of thumb to look at yourself first before you criticize everybody else, okay? Because there's a kind of hidden trap to the criticism. You get hooked on criticizing other people. This then becomes a kind of ego defense, and before you know it, you start slipping. Okay. So anyway, this is my journal of the five disciplines. You can see I just bought this from Sainsbury's. It doesn't have to be special. Okay. This one's a bit fancier, as you can see. Don't need to go into what's in there, but the point is that it's a similar thing. It's like, well, this is something that I want to maintain. This is some practice I want to keep on doing, right? And in order to do that, I need to note down what's happening. Okay, now I mentioned this one here, right? This is a separate one again. I mentioned the 10-minute meditations. Well, this is something that I do. And just like going to the gym, just like any other activity that you're doing, this also needs to be reflected on. Okay. One, that you're actually doing it. Most important thing. But two, what are some of the other ways that you know, let's say, you know, because there's different exercises you can do. And one of them is just observing your thoughts. Okay. But then there's another kind of version of it where you can control your thoughts. Let's say, rather than allowing the thoughts to come and observing them in a neutral manner, instead, you want to focus on one thing. You want to hold one thought for 10 minutes. Now, that may sound easy until you actually try to do it. Okay, you can start small. You can be like, I want the thought to be this pen, or I want the thought to be just a kind of sphere in front of me, or I want the thought to be, it could be more complex, or I want the thought to be whatever it is, whatever picture I want to make in my mind. But I want to hold that. And when those other thoughts come in, they're distractions. Now, I find it, you can come up with your own ideas, and I've had various different versions of this. Initially I had, well, okay, you can hold the thought and you're a lighthouse and the waves, the other thoughts are just like waves that crash and come and go, okay? Then I thought, well, actually a better version of that is your mind is the sky and the different thoughts come as they're clouds and they disperse. Actually, the number one method I've come up with is, or I read it somewhere, is you're holding that thought and all of the other intrusive thoughts, all the kind of mental noise, all the mental chatter, what do I need to do? I'm going to go and make a cup of tea. Oh, what did that person say about me? Or, you know, replaying events, all this kind of nonsense that your mind does. I'm like, look, wrap it up in a parcel, stick it in a basket straight down the river, right? There's like, imagine like there's a river running next to you, straight down the river. Okay. And I find that is a good mental way, just like dealing with it straight away. Okay. But as you get better at this, those distractions become less and less. Okay. You actually train yourself not to do that. But you won't get better at it unless you actually write it down and journal it. Okay. You'll think, oh, well, I did it on Monday. Okay. I don't need to do it again. And before you know it, the week is gone. Unless you stick to it by something like this. That's not the only thing in here. There's a few other little bits and bobs I'm doing related to the stuff in this book. One of them I mentioned in the video when I left Twitter is trying to be present, okay? And in order to be present, one of the exercises that I'm doing at the moment is when I'm eating, that's all I'm doing. I'm not on my phone. I'm not reading. I'm not checking something else. I'm not looking up here and there. I'm just present with that food. Okay. So again, how well can I stick to that? Writing it all down helps you stick to it. What else have I got here? Yeah, we don't need to go into what's in that one. And like I said, the dream one's not going that well, partly because I still have my daughter in bed next to me. She still struggles to get to sleep unless I'm in bed with her. And therefore, when I wake up in the morning, she's there. And that means that it's hard to get the diary out without disturbing her. But anyway, hopefully you can see what the point of journaling is. Okay. Now, a lot of people say, well, look, the problem is, what do I write in here? What do I actually write in all the different bits? Or how do I stop myself going on a ramble, or reflecting in a, like, in a kind of like dear diary, this is how I felt today. You know, I'm not talking about that. Okay. Journaling is not necessarily a kind of mental unload. It's not like, I mean, you can, I'm not saying you can don't keep a diary, right? But this is not that. This is not keeping a personal diary like Samuel Pepys. This is targeted areas that you're looking at. Okay. I mean, I've mentioned a couple of them here, my five disciplines and you know, my little meditation book there. And, you know, I don't need to go into the ins and outs of what each one of these are. The point is, whatever it is you want to do, it kind of helps make it official in a way. You're telling your mind and you're telling your body, this is actually happening. This is actually happening. Now, nobody else will ever see these, okay, journals, unless you make a video like me and share it with thousands of people. But, you know, you're never actually going to read in there. Nobody else is ever going to read what's in these journals, okay? It is for you, but in a way you're telling your own mind, your own body, your own self, your entire being, you're saying this is actually happening and it's official and there's a record of it. And because there's a record of it, I need to keep it going, or I'm serious about it. Or, and it's even more important, if you have a setback, that setback is logged. And then you can be like, what can I do? What was the problem there? Why did I fail in this discipline or that discipline? Or what went, you know, when I was doing the meditation, what specifically was it that distracted me this time? Or how did my mind go off and wander? Okay, so all of these little things are analytical. It's an analytical tool. It's a recording tool. And more importantly, it's a form of structure that makes the thing real. And it makes it real for you in a way that making excuses and saying, well, our journaling's not for me. I tried it before. It didn't really work. It's kind of not for me. I've got it all up here. I know. It's not going to cut it. Not going to cut the mustard if you're really serious. That's basically half-hearted. This, committed, right? All of this is an actual commitment. It's an actual commitment. And now, if you don't keep it up, you're not just letting yourself down in a strange way, you're letting the journal down, or you're letting past you down, right? It's a weird thing, but it makes it real in a way that keeping it all apart there, well, it's neither here nor there, okay? You can either trust me on this or not, but try it. If you're, a lot of people with these Ride the Tiger videos, okay, are using it as a trigger point to make positive changes in their own life. And what I'm saying is, journal it. Maybe I should add a sixth discipline to mine, right? Not being on Twitter. I deleted my Twitter account. I believe it's 30 days, right, that I have to stay off there before my account is gone forever. So I have to stay off there for at least 30 days. Maybe I'll just add a sixth column there, like a sixth discipline. I don't know if I'll actually do that or not, but you understand what I'm saying. If you also leave Twitter, you could have it as something that you journal. Okay. For me, actually, leaving Twitter was a byproduct of trying to maintain this practice of, you know, being mindful when I eat my food, preventing that as the distraction. That was actually the trigger. So maybe I'll add it as a column in this book. A bit like, you know, 2 days free has become a lot easier to have my scrambled eggs or whatever without distraction. Hopefully this was helpful to you. Let me know if you've done journaling before. And I'll see you all next time. Pick up a course at the academic agency. You know, that's another thing. If you pick up a course at the academic agency, you should journal your progress. You could actually write down, you know, I started this course, because a lot of people, I've noticed, you know, their progress through the course reaches a certain point and then they get stuck. And then I noticed that they're stuck there for a couple of weeks or whatever. If you journaled it, if you journaled your progress, you're like, I'll just do 1 hour of this every single day. You'll probably like be done with the course quicker and get more out of it. Because the stuff will stay there, you know, you'll feel like that, and that feeling of completion, you know, adds to the learning. certainly in my experience. So anyway, yeah, pick up a course as well, and I'll see you all next time. Bye-bye.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.